This is Winter in July, an X-Men First Class fanfic written by Mumble Mutter and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G, contains the pairing Eric Lenscher, Charles Xavier, with additional tags for fluff, nonsense, kidfic, post-canon. There's a new student in the house. Her name is Aurora. She's 7 and can control the weather. So everyone calls her Storm. This, Charles tells him, when Eric puts his helmet on the table and idly wonders why it's raining everywhere else, and yet somehow there's a halo of sunshine surrounding the Xavier mansion.
That's a useful mutation,
Eric says, rubbing at his forehead wearily.
Possibly someday, Charles says ruefully. As it stands right now, you do not want to accidentally run over her favorite toy with your wheelchair. Eric laughs, then winces.
Does your head hurt? Charles asks, his expression shifting into worry.
Come here.
He collapses at Charles' feet, relaxes into the warmth of his fingers as he skillfully massages his scalp. At some point, he tilts his head backwards, and Charles leans down to kiss him.
Bed,
Eric says, when he breaks the kiss.
Bed, Charles agrees.
The first time they meet, he is wandering into the kitchen to get a drink, and there's a silver-haired child solemnly peering into the refrigerator.
Hello,
Eric says. She turns to look at him, eyes wide and guilty. Her hand is sticky with something that looks like chocolate.
I promise not to tell on you,
Eric says, as she continues to stare as if she's waiting to be admonished, because, knowing Charles, he probably has rules for such things. No chocolate after supper or brushing your teeth. Or no chocolate at all. Fruit and vegetables and meat only, for strong bones and healthy growth and utter lack of imagination. The child breaks into a gap-toothed grin. I'm Aurora, she says shyly. She takes to following Eric around after that. He's not in the mansion often, but whenever he is, he can sense the metal bracelets around her tiny ankles, just hovering out of sight. Sometimes he turns around and heads towards her, but if she spots him, she bolts.
I don't understand why she's doing that,
Eric complains to Charles.
Can't she just avoid me like the other children if she's so scared?
She's not scared of you, Charles replies, his head bent over some book or another. When Eric frowns, he drags his gaze away and sighs in exasperation. It's because she's fond of you. She's always going on about how tall you are, how handsome. He pauses.
Mostly it's about how tall.
Oh, Eric says.
Well, can you make her stop? Tell her what a monster I am? That seems to be the prevailing opinion around this place, after all.
Nobody thinks you're a monster, Eric, Charles says. You just have a flair for the dramatic.
What with your insistence on stomping down hallways with your cape flying behind you?
I do not stomp, Eric bristles. And it's not my fault the cape billows. Charles sighs. Look, that girl made up her own mind. I don't even try to persuade her otherwise anymore.
Yes, but I don't like it,
Eric says. He grabs the book from Charles' hands and slams it shut.
Make her stop.
Charles only smiles benignly. Eric wakes up in the middle of the night, and it's freezing. He wraps himself around Charles to warm up. But when that doesn't quite work, he seeks out the metal of the central heating system and turns it on. Charles says,
eyes still closed, as he slides cold arms around Eric's waist and pulls him closer.
Charles, Eric says, in the morning when he walks to the window and peers out to a thick fog of billowing snow. It seems that we're trapped in the middle of a blizzard.
Charles raises his head, then drops it back down again.
Are we?
He says, drowsily unconcerned.
Charles?
Eric repeats. There's no response.
Charles!
What?
It's summer.
Storm, Charles says, with the self-indulgent tone of a proud father. She must not want you to leave.
Eric frowns. So she just conjures a blizzard?
Fascinating mutation, isn't it?
It's getting increasingly less so by the minute. I have to go, Charles. I have work to do. Important work.
Charles cracks open one eye.
Then tell her to stop. You do it.
He lowers his voice warningly, but Charles continues to look sleepy and contented.
You're the telepath.
I'm not going to force a 7-year-old to do something if she doesn't want to do it, Charles says. It would be a violation of her trust in me as a teacher.
Besides, it's only around the house. No harm done. What about the garden?
You're suddenly concerned about my azaleas?
All your plants will die.
Yes. Horrible, that.
You best get going, then, if you're going to talk to her. Fine,
Eric says.
Fine. I will.
Charles yawns and puts a pillow over his head.
You do that. She's in the kitchen making breakfast.
In the kitchen, the conversation between the two of them is brief, defined, as it is, by a beaming 7-year-old and a large, looming man who, as it turns out, can make entire governments tremble in fear at the mention of his name, but cannot intimidate one child.
Storm,
Eric says sternly. Mr. Eric! Storm's face brightens considerably. You're still here.
That's because there's a blizzard outside.
Yes, I know. It's pretty. I like snow. She pauses, then added, I made you breakfast.
Oh,
Eric says.
You did?
It's horrible. She put a bowl of Cheerios and added milk and chocolate sprinkles, and strawberry jam. All my favorite things. And pushes it towards him expectantly. This is all, Eric concludes, as he chokes down another mouthful of what amounts to nothing less than concentrated sugar.
Charles' fault.
Aurora, he says, when he's about halfway through.
You need to stop making it snow.
Why? Snow's pretty.
Yes, but I have to leave.
Possibly he could try floating through the blizzard until he breaks through. The corners of her lips turn down. You shouldn't go, she says quietly. The professor is always sad when you leave. Oh.
Well, be that as it may, he says. You can't just trap people against their will.
Someone pokes their head into the kitchen.
Summers.
He scowls at Eric. Eric scowls even more furiously back. Aurora brightens once again. Alex, do you want breakfast?
Yes, Summers, Eric says. Have some cornflakes.
Storm, are you responsible for the blizzard outside?
Great, Eric thinks. Perhaps Summers can be of some use and make her stop. When she nods her head, though, he just gives her a thumbs-up signal and saunters back out after shooting Eric another glare. Eric always hated the little shit. Look, Storm, I don't like it when the professor is sad, Aurora says. Eric clamps down on his, neither do I, and his, you'll understand someday. And instead, just wordlessly chokes down another bite of his breakfast. He returns back to the room and destroys a lamp. Charles' favorite lamp. Some family heirloom that's supposedly priceless.
Was.
Eric smiles grimly as it shorts out and twists in horribly upon itself.
That was unnecessary,
Charles says, but then he peeks out from under his pillow, and he's laughing, eyes bright.
For heaven's sake, Eric, just come back to bed.
I refuse to be held hostage by a child.
Did you enjoy your breakfast?
Shut up.
He tells himself that it's because he has no other choice. As he pulls off all his clothes and crawls back under the covers and presses himself up against Charles' body, Charles turns to kiss him.
He says. You taste delicious.
I'm going to die of diabetes,
Eric says.
It was awful.
I'm certain it was. Did you get me my tea?
Ah, you did, thank you. I?
Eric says. Very, very slowly.
Hate everyone in this house.
The end. Reader's notes. In the works inspired by this one section on the AO3, there is the story Soup and Blankets, The Winter in Winter Remix by Pocky Slash. And if you check it out, there's also a podfic of the story, Soup and Blankets, The Winter in Winter Remix, as recorded by Annalise O10. And actually, this podfic is dedicated to Annalise O10 because of reasons that she knows why. And yes, you should definitely check out that podfic as well because it's more of Eric being a grumpy father pants towards Aurora and Charles just smirking on benignly. And it's really super cute. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed all the happy family feels, and have a nice day.